First Timothy chapter 4. And we're reading beginning at verse 10. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. May God bless the reading of his precious word for his name's sake. I want to just leave with you a few simple thoughts on these verses, especially beginning at verse 12 and through the end of the chapter. Here is what I call a word for the church's young people. These were words that Paul wrote to Timothy, who was his protege, his younger colleague in the ministry, one whom he trained, and now one to whom he gives advice. And so we have a word not only for Timothy, but for all the young people of the church. And this word really has two parts to it, and I don't have the time really to go into them in any detail, so I'm just going to leave them with you. The first part is the remedy for contempt. The remedy for contempt. We find that especially in verse 12. Let no man despise thy youth. The idea of this word despise is to think down on, to condemn you, to hold you in contempt. And the remedy for that, the way in which to prevent that, Paul says here in verse 12, is to be an example. So here's a word for the young people in the church. Be an example of the believer. Be an example of the believers. The word example is literally the word from which we get our word type. And it is the idea of the word is that which makes an impression. And obviously, later, it was also that which communicates, because type, pieces of type in the 15th century became a means of communication on a wide scale. So be an example. Be that which makes an impression and that which communicates. And notice all the areas in which he says that Timothy should be an example of the believers in word, that is in language, whether speaking publicly or privately, whether in the church at large or in the home or in the workplace, whatever the case, be an example of the believers in language, in what you say, the words that you use. And we're not just talking about avoiding bad words, we're talking about the other words that you use that might be the product of idiom or slang even. Be an example of the believers, Paul says, in language. And then in your way of living, in the way you conduct yourself, be an example of the believers. In love, or that is in charity. Be an example of the believers in your relationships to one another. In spirit, that is, be an example of the believers in what you are within, so that it's not just something you study for the outside, but what you are inside. And then be an example of the believers in faith, that is, in your trust in Christ, that you always look unto Him, you always rely upon Him. And then be an example of the believers in your separation. The idea here of this purity was that kind of purity that marked those who were the Nazarites, those who were set apart to serve God. Be an example of the believers in your separation from the ungodliness of the world, from the ungodliness of the culture. Be an example of the believers. So he's saying to Timothy, Timothy, if you will be an example of the believers, there's going to be the remedy for anyone who dismisses you because you are young. And that, I think, is a word for all our young people in our church. Be an example of the believers. Be that which leaves an impression and communicates the truth of the gospel. And the other idea is what we find in the verses that follow. And that is, here's a pattern to follow. Here's a word to Timothy as a minister. But it's a word to all young people. Give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Notice he mentions doctrine in verse 13 and then mentions it again in verse 16. So it's obvious that Paul means to emphasize the doctrine, the truth concerning Christ, concerning the gospel. That emphasis on doctrine is tied into the emphasis on reading, saying to Timothy, don't neglect the reading privately and publicly of the Word of God, of the Scriptures. And notice in particular that he draws attention in verse 15 to the manner of in which to do these things. Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them. Here's a word for the church's young people. In terms of your Christian testimony, be wholehearted. Give yourself wholly to the things that you find in the Scriptures. Verse 16, he said to Timothy, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. So both the things come into focus there. Take heed to yourself. Remember that you're living in the world and that people are going to make judgments upon you as a believer based upon how they see you behave in the world. So take heed to yourself. Here's a word for our young people. Take heed to yourself. It's always a good thing to think, how will others interpret the way I behave? Take heed to yourself and unto the doctrine. So both of these things are important for our young people. Take heed to the doctrine and continue in those things. Continue. Because here is the way in which you affect those around you. In doing this, Timothy, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Yes, it's a word for Timothy as a minister of the gospel, but it's a word for all our young people. It is that burden that I think all of our ministers who were at the camp this year sought to convey to the young people. Some of the young people, I don't know that they paid much attention. Others paid very close attention. But let us pray for our young people that this word would mark their lives not only now, but in the context in which they move forward in study, in work, in various opportunities that come their way, that it would be true of them always, that in spite of their youth, they would be an example of the believers.